USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is going to be a long, contentious week. I would just ask one thing of the committee. To the extent possible, let's make it respectful. Let's make it challenging. Let's remember the world is watching.
Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, as senators continue to make their opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Democrats on the committee, including Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, are warning that the conservative Barrett would get rid of Obamacare.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
President Trump has signed into law the Not Invisible Act and Savannah's Act, two bills that address the issue of murdered and missing indigenous women. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Residents of the Gulf Coast say they've become numb to the number of storms forcing them to scramble.
Residents spent the weekend cleaning up new damage after Hurricane Delta roared into the storm-battered region Friday. Even though Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm, the area was hit by Laura, a Cat 4 storm, at the end of August. To make matters worse, insurance companies have nailed residents the last couple of years by raising the cost of insurance, making it difficult for them to cover everyday cost of living and keep their property protected. The area depends on fishing tourism. Between COVID restrictions and several storms this season, some are wondering if coastal living is worth it. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she always felt safe despite a recent plot to kidnap her. On CBS's Face the Nation, Whitmer praising the Michigan State Police for the job they do protecting her. The men charged in the plot are also accused of trying to overthrow the government and start a civil war. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There will be no in-person Columbus Day Parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
"Look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster."
Lakers star LeBron James is a 2020 NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. King James finished with 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists in the series-clinching Game 6 win over the Heat in Orlando. James has now won a title with all three teams he played for, the Lakers, Cavaliers, and Heat. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.